Britain's ruling Labour Party opens its annual convention tomorrow in Brighton. It likely won't be as scripted as the Democratic and Republican pep rallies in this country. The war in Iraq is still very unpopular with many Labourites. There's even talk that Tony Blair might be replaced as party leader. We turn now to Colin Brown, deputy political editor of the Independent newspaper. Hi, Mr. Brown.
Good evening.
Britain has drawn down its number of troops in Iraq. Things seem relatively quiet where the British troops are in the south. Is the war still a big issue within the Labour Party?
Yes, it is a very big issue in the Labour Party, and there will be attempts to get an emergency resolution tabled for this conference so that the leadership of the Labour Party is forced to confront the big issues. The members of the Labour Party want them to face up to the unpopularity of what is going on, and ultimately a commitment to withdraw the troops as soon as possible after the January elections.
We also have the kidnapping and death threat against Kenneth Bigley, a British citizen in Iraq. Is that affecting the mood of the conference?
Very much so. This hostage taking is playing very big in Britain. Blair cannot get back onto his domestic agenda while this is going on. It is a terrible situation, and the family and, in fact, the hostage takers have put an awful lot of pressure on Tony Blair personally to do something about this. So it's very personal to Blair. It's also blown him completely off course for this conference.
Which was supposed to be on domestic issues, I understand.
Very much so, and the Prime Minister knows from the focus group polling that the Labour Party has been doing that his own personal standing has gone down substantially because of the Iraq war. Voters in the UK think that he's ignored domestic problems while he's been focusing on Iraq. They want him to get off Iraq and back onto bread and butter issues like making the trains run on time. And he can't do that.
Now, we should mention elections are expected sometime next year. But at this conference this week, I mean, there's been speculation for months that Tony Blair might be replaced. But do you see any serious challenge likely to come about in the next few days?
No, I don't. The Prime Minister certainly went through what is termed a wobble in the early summer. And I do know, because I've spoken to his very close colleagues, that he consulted them about whether or not his personal standing in the UK was now so low that it was damaging the party and therefore damaging its chances of a third term. He's feeling stronger now, and as I understand it, when he makes his big speech on Tuesday, he's going to be indicating that he intends to serve a full term, if elected, probably next May. Now, that's important for the electorate, but it's also important for Gordon Brown. Gordon Brown is the Chancellor who...
Chancellor of the Exchequer there, who is considered Blair's biggest rival?
Indeed he is. Gordon Brown and Blair were very, very close soulmates before Labour won power in 1997, and they did a deal. The actual terms of that deal have never been divulged, but it's believed that Gordon Brown allowed Blair to go ahead for the leadership contest without challenging him, on the grounds that Blair would step down in his favour. Gordon Brown now feels that the time is right for Tony Blair to step down and for him to take over power. That moment has now passed. It passed this summer. So they've both got to just accept the situation as it is. And it's very uncomfortable for Gordon Brown to hear Tony Blair saying that he would go on for a full term if elected next time. He wants Blair's job. That's pretty obvious to everybody. And it's a question of how they can manage this handover. It can be desperately difficult for the Labour Party to see this going on. It's like a marriage which is heading for divorce.
Well, how much power does Gordon Brown have? How much of the Labour Party is going to be upset if he doesn't take over?
Well, like any Prime Minister who has served for a number of years, their sell-by date passes. And to some extent, people are saying that Tony Blair has passed his sell-by date.
Colin Brown is deputy political editor of the newspaper The Independent in Britain. Thank you.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.